Ireland has been changing its laws and beliefs when it comes to religion slowly but surely over the last 30 years, and the next step is a referendum on the criminal offence of blasphemy in the Irish Constitution. It's defined in Irish law as something that's grossly abusive or insulting in relation to matters held sacred by any religion, thereby causing outrage among a substantial number of adherents to that religion, and is punishable by a fine of up to €25,000. But so far, no one's ever been prosecuted under the Act, though there have been some high-profile near misses. Comedian and writer Stephen Fry was investigated by the Irish police in 2017 after comments he made on a TV show. Mr. Fry asked why he should respect a capricious, mean-minded, stupid God who creates a world which is so full of injustice and pain. Members of the Irish public reported the comments to police for investigation, though ultimately no prosecution was ever carried out. Other television shows, like the hugely popular Father Ted, have been considered blasphemous by some, but again, never prosecuted. Now the Irish government is holding a referendum to remove the offence of blasphemy from the Constitution, with polls indicating that it will pass. There's little opposition to it, with many religious groups even admitting that the law is outdated, government ministers calling the law silly, and the general public largely disinterested in the referendum campaign so far. It's one Irish legislators have had their eye on for a while as they try to update Ireland's constitution to remove outdated aspects. They're also worried about the international view on Ireland's blasphemy laws, and that other countries where they are used and prosecuted hold Ireland up as an example of a modern Western country that shares their laws on the issue, thereby legitimising them. They'll be hoping to remove the offence of blasphemy from the Constitution on Friday, October 26th, when the people vote alongside the presidential election in Ireland.